Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back to the Fan After Dark. I want to fight through the fan. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to for car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Welcome back in. It is. I was looking for a button to hit, but there isn't one. Still hanging out here in the closet.
You're still in the filing cabinet.
Still sitting in the filing cabinet.
Why don't you just sit in the chair?
There's three chairs in here.
I'm okay.
Okay.
In the filing cabinet.
That's all that matters.
I mean, because this is really kind of a weird space anyway, so I'm just kind of chilling and TBD on if and when the guests show up. So, you know, I'm just kind of holding it down. A couple things. Just want to update a couple things. One, finally heard back from my daughter today. She texted me today. She's going to call me tonight. I said, look, I'm on the air. I'll be on till 11. If you want to talk after that, we can. If not, we can talk tomorrow. So we will squash the
Maybe
beef.
She's the one behind the technical difficulties. She just wants to talk to her dad early.
Miriam, look, I love my daughter more than anything. I don't think.
She's a computer engineer.
She's not. Look, after the last conversation she and I had, that's not her purview. You know, my son's girlfriend, I don't know. I just saw a thing. She just got an emotional support certificate for her cat.
I just want to say, Kevin, you have the loudest buzz ever. It's vibrating. I think my elbow is shaking every time your phone gets a text. I want to let you know that. I can feel it. I can feel his phone vibrating from across the closet.
Interesting.
I still feel it. Okay, yeah. Continue.
She made her cat her emotional support animal. And
isn't just, that what most people do with cats?
I don't know. She brought in a damn stroller the other day.
Oh, wow.
Now it's an emotion. She got a certificate saying it's an emotional support animal. And I just.
Do you think this is a situation where she like needs it? Or is this a situation where it's like, hey, I'm not trying to pay for this cat.
Does anybody?
I'm just saying some people will do that so they don't have to pay for their animal.
As a lot of people
as, like,
do that.
Rent and stuff.
What do you mean pay for their animal? Like, she lives with her mother. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Her mom posted a picture of her holding this emotional support certificate saying, I'm so proud of my baby girl. And I didn't respond. So anyway, I saw that just now. And
well, the Dallas Cowboys won't be needing any emotional support on their injury report because it is looking nice and clean. Just like yesterday, everybody practiced, some in a limited capacity, like Wanya Thomas, Tyler Smith, Mingo, CeeDee, Nealon, Cornelius, Booker, Donovan Wilson, and Turpin. They were all limited. Everyone, if I didn't mention their name, then they were full participants in the practice. I guess Trevor Keegan, like your third string guard with the neck, did not practice after being limited yesterday. But other than that, all healthy for the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about earlier, Revel being in the brace, DeMarvin Overshown being in the brace, but just being visible to the media for the first time in a long time for Revel. So we're hoping that at some point he gets out there. Not as good injury news for the Commanders. Dorrance Armstrong with the hamstring has not practiced all week. I want to make sure I say this. Al Kahu? Kahu? K-A-H-O? Am I saying that right?
I mean, K-A-H-O-O?
No, just one O.
Kahu.
What? With illness, did not practice today. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel both have not practiced this week. Terry was limited yesterday. Didn't practice today.
Well, that's not good because he's got a calf, right?
A quad.
Oh, is it a quad?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
That's what he said. Okay, so, limited yesterday. Now, could that be a...
Purposeful, you're not going to practice?
Yeah, right. Like but at the same time, like if you're trying to ramp up for a game, I mean, I mean, wouldn't we be a little feeling some type of way if CD didn't practice tomorrow or today?
Yeah, we would feel, but we don't got to worry about that. CD Lamb, Man of Steel.
Back in the mix.
That wide receiver room is looking real scary. Real quickly. For
yeah, because Turpin's back, correct?
Mm-hmm. I was saying bad for the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good screwed. For the Cowboys.
No, they're screwed. I heard Luke McCaffrey is going to be their guy.
Yeah.
Along with Deebo Samuel.
Well, Deebo hasn't practiced all week.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it won't be Deebo. Maybe it'll just be the Luke McCaffrey show. I'm going to tell you right now, if this defense lets Luke McCaffrey go for like 10 catches for a 150 and two touchdowns, what's the secondary coach's name? You got to fire somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to fire Eberflus. We already know. We talked about that yesterday. We already know that's not. By the way, you know what? I don't mind hitting you in the face with the football earlier. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, wow.
Because I saw the picture you posted of me.
Where?
That you shared on social.
What picture?
It was a screenshot of us from the show yesterday. Okay.
I posted it?
Yeah, it was a still shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This is news to me. Where did I post a picture?
On IG.
I think I know what he's talking about.
On IG. And because I even sent you a message. I was like, why you gotta do me like that?
What? I'm lost. All I did was post our reel that I posted on Fans for Dark.
No, you posted another picture of me. Of us. A screenshot of us.
On my personal page?
I don't know. It just came across my feed, and it's me looking like a ridiculous person.
Oh, why is it not playing? No, that's supposed to... It's...
Yeah, and why do I look like I'm half in the bag?
Okay, I don't know why it's posting like that. So all I did was just...
Are we being glitched?
All I did was share my reel to my story, and usually it plays the video.
Yeah,
no. I guess it glitched and didn't play the video, and no, it's just a still shot.
It's just a still shot of me.
Oh, man, that probably didn't help the views. People probably thought it was just a picture of you.
I mean, you're on it, too.
Can you hear us?
You can't hear anything. You can't see anything. It's just me...
It's a screenshot.
You, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't nobody tell me this?
I sent you a picture back and said, why you got to do me like this? I messaged you back.
Where? It's not in our messages.
The hell it's not? No,
no photos.
No, fool. Not the text. I'm talking about on the IG. I messaged you back. And I said, why you got to do me like that?
Just want to let you guys know, Fred has not messaged me in 12 days.
On IG?
Nope.
Replied to your story?
Nope.
Bro, I promise you, I know I did. I know I did. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Someone said blaming Blake the way you look. I honestly did not know it was a still shot. This is news to me right now.
Oh.
Did you?
No, you know what it was? It was a fan after dark. It was a fan after dark.
I hadn't logged into that since I posted it.
Okay, so yeah.
But there it is.
Okay. Yeah. You should have called me on the phone and been like, Blake, you know this is a still shot and the video's not playing.
Probably because I was driving.
If I'd have known then.
Yeah. I was driving.
Well, that's why I'm looking for a social media manager right there if you want to perfect that.
I tell you this.
And other injury news not related to the Dallas Cowboys or Commanders is the Commanders are all beaten up and the Cowboys are nice and healthy for once.
Okay, real quick. So, Dorrance Armstrong's out.
Didn't practice.
Both are starting wide receivers. Did not practice today. Yeah. All right. They're TBD. And, of course, McLaurin hasn't played in, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Debo has played, so it could be they're just holding him out.
And then our boy Kahu and Chris.
What?
Al Kahu, the linebacker.
All right.
And Chris Rodriguez also did not practice.
So this is getting to the point where I want to say you should win.
Mm-hmm.
You ideally should win because you are now without. I mean, look, their offensive line isn't great. That much we do know. You're going to be without at least one. I mean, I don't know that you're going to have Terry McLaurin back. I mean, maybe he comes back. Maybe he's ready. I don't know that he'll be 100%. So at the very least, I mean, let's put it this way. Your offense will be in better shape come Sunday at 3:25 than what the Commanders' offense will be. Because this much we do know, CeeDee Lamb is a full participant and is good to go on Sunday. George Pickens might be the hottest wide receiver in the NFL right now over the last 5 or 6 weeks. And you're getting Kevontae Turpin back. And you've got Ryan Flannoy, who's suddenly no stranger to this offense anymore. And you got Jalen Tolbert, who's just out there to be out there. By the way, we might see Jonathan Mingo on Sunday, correct?
There's a chance.
So you'll have your full complement of wide receiver room on Sunday.
Here are the Washington healthy receivers right now. Luke McCaffrey.
Okay.
Jalen Lane.
His dad's friend of the program, by the way.
Yeah, he is. Jalen Lane. Robbie Chosen, who's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Tate Martin, who's on the practice squad. Ja'Cory Brooks, who's on the practice squad.
Wow.
Jacoby Jones is on the practice squad. And then Chris Moore. So they have three active wide receivers healthy. And that's McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, and Chris Moore.
And they just signed Treylon Burks, too.
Yep.
Who was cut by, the Titans a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, after he broke his collarbone earlier.
Now
they can still run the ball. Bill's still in the backfield.
I was going to say.
Jaden Daniels can still move. I wouldn't say just to deplete a wide receiver room is going to be like, Cowboys
and
defense.
And you just picked up on what I was about to say.
Even if they're one-dimensional, we've seen that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it really, really doesn't now.
Someone said, what about PC?
What about PC?
Is PC going to go over there?
Are we going to give any love to Paris Campbell and him holding
down? You said he should join the Commanders. This would be a perfect time.
No, look, he's loved up by George Pickens in the group over there in the Cowboys wide receiver room. He's not going anywhere. Theoretically, with everything that they've got going, I mean, you should.
Someone said, are y'all in the new building?
No, we're not. No, we are not. Although I heard the studio's about this size.
This guy.
But
he can't hold it in, Kevin, can he?
Can't help himself. Can't help himself. I mean, that's not a slight. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to pick the Cowboys to win on Sunday.
Do you?
I really, really do. And you know what? They're probably going to. They're probably going to win on Sunday. Commanders are not a great football team. Their defense isn't great. And
you think the Cowboys are a better football team? They got a better offense, but
they got a better offense. I mean, look, if you can tie the Green Bay Packers on a Sunday night when we know that that's a better football team than the Washington Commanders, you can beat the Commanders. Hell, you beat them last year. Hell, you should have beat them twice.
You also lost to the Panthers.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me. But here's the thing about this Cowboys team. Again, this is why I keep saying they're like the Texas Rangers. Look like crap one game, come back and look respectable. Look like crap, look respectable. Right?
So this is their respectable
game. This is their respectable game.
And then next week, Broncos.
And then they're going to go to Denver, and everybody's going to be like, okay, you beat the Commanders. Here we go. And then you're going to go get, you know, your face planted by the Denver Broncos.
I can get behind that line of thinking.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then everybody's going to be, what this team's going to do to us all year long is every time their back's against the wall.
They're never going to fall off the cliff. They're not going to go on some 6-game losing streak, scoring 18 a game.
That's the way this thing feels to me.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go in the locker room after a big win. We just got to put it together.
Execution. Guys are starting to figure out Eberflus's system.
If we can just get it, you know, we just got to string a couple together and that'll turn this thing around. And then they're going to go out and Denver's going to put up 24 in the first half on them. It'll be like 24-6. And, you know, but the silver lining will be, since it's Denver, Aubrey will kick a 75-yard field goal. And we'll be like, we'll see. We got the best kicker in football.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Jerry's going to focus on. Well, I know we got to get better, play a better defense, but how about that Brandon Aubrey? You know, something like that. I mean, we can see it right now. I mean, hell, it's almost like we've done this before. All right, let's see. We've got some guests that are showing up here in just a little bit. We're excited about that, and you should be too. All right, let's see. Coming up next, tell you what, do we want to do a little fair or foul?
Let's get funky with it.
Let's do a little fair or foul. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the phone number for you, the listener, to chime in. Little fair foul coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Kevin. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.